The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Cora Corkin, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you, Jonathan. And the good news in the garden, there is no dress code. You can wear whatever you want.
Indeed. Well, at least you're wearing some clothes, Bárac. That's an image we don't want. Now, this is a great time to take what are euphemistically referred to as slips.
Slips are cuttings. It's mid-June is the time of year where gardeners get excited because it's the time where we can propagate many garden plants. So all your traditional poplar garden plants, Jonathan, like hydrangeas and fuchsias and lavenders, rosemary, buddleias and hebes, they all propagate so readily from cuttings at this time of year. So all you need is a simple piece of the plant. I always say pencil length and pencil thickness for cuttings. Take them off new growth that the plant has produced this year. Obviously, if there are any flowers or flower buds, we remove those and we remove all of the leaves apart from one at the very top. And you simply take that cutting, put it into a little bit of rooting powder, rooting gel, insert it in some compost, cover it with a polythene bag and sit it on your windowsill, and you've got plants for free in about 6 weeks' time. So yeah, it's a great time of year for taking cuttings.
How quickly then can you transfer them from the tiny little thing back out to the garden?
Well, the lovely thing in the middle of June, obviously, we've got fantastic temperatures. The temperatures are up at 16, 18, nearly up to 20 degrees. So they're going to root very, very readily. And because you've covered them with the polythene bag, that creates this microclimate that keeps the cutting really humid, really moist. And within a 6 week period, it has initiated new roots. You can simply just pot them up into small pots, grow them on for a couple of weeks, and you can plant those back out into the garden by early autumn. And they'll be fabulous the following summer. And you can do this with even simple plants. Many garden herbs, for example, like rosemary, lavender, oregano, marjoram, all the popular herbs can be propagated from cuttings at this time of year. But also some of your hanging basket plants. So if you see a particular plant that you really like in a hanging basket, maybe a trailing fuchsia or trailing geranium or a trailing petunia, again, they can be propagated from cuttings at this time of year. So it's a really, really easy time to, I suppose, get some new plants from your garden. And we always say ask permission if you're taking cuttings from neighbouring gardens. Ask permission first. Gardeners are generally very generous. And, you know, from a standard hydrangea, you'll pick 20 or 30 stem cuttings very, very easily.
I was going to say, or else just don't get caught. But obviously, that would be unethical. How much water do you add to the rooting powder? Or is the rooting powder enough?
The rooting powder, you dip the cutting into the rooting powder. The compost then that you insert it into should be moist but not too wet. And I generally mix a little bit of sand or perlite to the potting compost. Have it moist but not too wet. And remember, we're covering it with a polythene bag, a clear or milky polythene bag. So that's going to keep the moisture in. There's no need to water it for that 6 week period on your windowsill. You know, even a simple coffee cup would work really well for taking cuttings. So again, just fill the coffee cup with a gritty compost, have it moist but not too wet, insert about a dozen cuttings into that, simply cover it with a polythene bag and sit it on your windowsill. And there's a way that you can recycle your favourite coffee cup. It's also the time of year, Jonathan, again, talking about kind of plants for free or low-cost plants, it's the time of year again in June for the sowing of seed of plants because we've got the perfect temperatures at the moment. So if you want colour for winter, autumn, winter, spring of next year, go into your local garden centre, grab yourself a couple of packets of seed. Generally in a packet of seed, there's anything up to 100 flowers for a couple of euro. And again, with the temperatures we have, if you sow those in simple trays or containers, again on your windowsill, cover them with a bit of cling film, they'll germinate in a matter of days at this time of year, and you can plant them out again in late summer, early autumn to flower through the winter. So it's a great time of year for propagating plants.
Well, some people have been texting in because they're not having a great time of year. They're having problems in their garden. Let's go to some of the texts that have come in. I have a Japanese maple. It has no leaves. There's some lichen on the tips of some branches, but other than that, it doesn't have any signs of disease. It's an area of the garden that gets sun all day and it's been there for 10 years. Any reason why that tree is not having a good year?
Well, first of all, the lichen or lichen on the tree is not an indication. Lichen is not a disease. It's actually closely related to mosses and it tends to grow on bare stems or dying wood as well. But that's not actually causing the problem. This Japanese maple is 10 years old and it has a root disease. I would say it has got something like blackleg, which is a disease of the roots and just literally kills off the root. It's a disease called Phytophthora. So a 10-year-old Japanese tree, not in leaf at this time of year, the plant has failed at this stage. If there's no new growth appearing, it sounds to me, leave it maybe another couple of weeks, see is it going to initiate any buds. And if it does, prune it back to that new growth. But at this stage, in the middle of June, it should be in full leaf, as many are. And I think you're just going to have to replace it.
Okay. Can you ask Pádraig where I can get lilac? My garden centre said it won't be until next February.
Well, shop around would be my advice. I mean, lilacs have been in flower through April and early May. And of course, they're in big demand at that time of year. When people see them flowering in other gardens, of course, they're into the garden centres purchasing them. So they can be a little bit tricky at this time of year to get. But my advice really is just shop around, check a couple of the local garden centres. They will be available somewhere in the country and they can be planted at any time of year. Now, they do take a couple of years to flower. That's one thing with lilacs. So don't be expecting it to bloom next spring. It can take 2 to 3 years for lilacs to come into flower.
Teresa says, can you ask Pádraig how to get rid of briars? They've grown quite quickly, as they do, and they're quite thick. They're overwhelming the rhubarb and the lavender.
No, well, if they're growing through the rhubarb and lavender, don't put any weed killers on that area. The great thing about briars, yes, they are vigorous, and they actually, the stems, as they touch the ground, initiate new roots, and then they literally hop from one spot to another across your garden. But the good news with briars is that they don't have a deep root like dandelions or dock. They're a very surface-rooting weed, and they're easily scuffled out with a garden fork or a sharp spade. So get down on your hands and knees and just dig them out effectively at this time of year, but it's important to remove them because they will scramble across the garden.
2 years ago, says a texter, I planted some rose bushes. All but two have thrived. These two have a silvery grey appearance in their first year. They are a different variety to the others. I used Rose Clear, which appeared to help for a while. This year, they're raggy, they're spindly, there's hardly any blooms on them. Should I get rid of them? And if I do, can I put new rose plants in the same spots where those two have failed?
It's not a good, well, first of all, it's a good idea, I think, to cut your losses and change the roses. But having said that, it's not a good idea to plant roses in the same piece of soil because there's a bacteria that's left on the old roots and that can actually affect newly planted roses. So if you can remove some of the soil or dig out the soil and transplant that into your vegetable patch or another flower beds, that'll be perfectly fine if you can change the soil. But apart from that, maybe look for a new spot in the garden for the roses. And again, June is a great time for planting roses, Jonathan, because you can actually see the colour in your local garden centre and more importantly, you can smell them for fragrance. So it's a great time to plant them. Normally, I recommend using Rose Clear and substituting that every second spray with some of the other treatments rather than using the same treatment all the time. It's like taking antibiotics. If you take the same antibiotic, eventually it stops working. So it's a good idea to alternate the sprays. You need to feed roses once a month at this time of year. And I give my own roses some garlic wonder. It's a garlic juice and it builds resistance to disease and pests in the roses and it gives them a really good healthy glow. So try a little bit of that. It's garlic wonder. It's a liquid you mix in water and you apply it onto the foliage and roots of the roses at this time of year.
Okay, well, maybe the garlic wonder might work a wonder for our next extra. Our garden is awash with snails. It's a breeding ground for them. How do I stop it? The snails are absolutely ruining this person's garden, at it like rabbits. How do you stop them?
Well, all joking aside, actually, you'll find the garlic wonder works very well for slugs and snails, the taste of which they dislike. So it's actually very, very effective. And I got that tip from one of the best hosta growers in the UK that exhibits at the Chelsea Flower Show every year. He uses garlic wonder on his hostas and no problem with slugs and snails. So that's a very good organic way of keeping them controlled. And it does no harm to the slug or snail as well. There is another product called Grazers, which again is very safe. It's organic. It's based on calcium. And again, you simply spray it onto the plants that you want to protect. And there are plenty of other organic treatments available in your local garden centre, Jonathan, this time of year. Alternatively, you can go out at night time and pick them off. Pick them up. They're nocturnal.
Yeah, and you can just move them to wherever you want. I like coming out and seeing the little trails in the morning, but that's just me. Next texter wants to grow peppers. What's the process? If I simply plant a seed from the pepper, how long does it take? They're easy enough to get in garden centres. I've grown them from little seedlings, but can you take the seed that's in the pepper, the bell pepper, and grow it?
You can if you wish, yeah. You can do it that way. Now, mid-June, it's a bit late for sowing the seed of peppers, if you go into your local garden centre, they'll actually have pepper plants available that were sown back in February that have flowers, and indeed some may have young embryo fruit starting already. So I would actually start by getting yourself a pepper plant. Remember, they're not a one-year plant like tomatoes. So you can actually keep pepper plants indoors for several years. Just prune them back in the autumn. They'll regrow again and reflower and give you fruit early next season as well. So my advice really is to pop into your local garden centre, get a pepper plant. They're very easy to grow. Put them in a bright location. They'll actually produce their fruits right up to Christmas. You simply trim them back at that time of year and they'll come back into growth. Treat them as a houseplant, Jonathan, but they need to be kept in a bright, sunny location. Try to mimic some Mediterranean conditions if you can indoors.
We grew an avocado plant from seed at home. It's huge and hasn't done anything yet. How big is it going to get?
Oh, it's going to get ginormous. I mean, they're really grown as a novel plant here in Ireland. I mean, you need either a large conservatory or a large greenhouse to really grow it, because there are frost sensitive, so you cannot put them out for the winter period. They're just going to die. So, you know, it's grown for a novelty rather than anything else, Jonathan, unless you've got a super big greenhouse that you can grow it in.
Okay, but we don't put it outside or anything daft like that. It's still too cold.
No, it's for winter. You can put it outside for the summer period, but it needs to come back in by late August, early September.
Yeah. Well, I'm not expecting avocados anytime soon, let's put it that way. We'll have the toast either way. Finally, one text says, it's more of a commentary than anything else, a rose bush from a cutting has no buds. I don't know whether that's true or not, is it?
No. You can propagate roses, and indeed this would be an excellent time to propagate your favourite roses from slips or cuttings. Exactly the way I described, Jonathan. You can take cuttings now, or you can take cuttings in autumn from roses, and they root very, very successfully.
Just listen to Páraic. Don't mind the textures. Páraic Harkin, thank you very much indeed. A reminder, thanks, John. Items from the programme are uploaded to podcasts. You can listen on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Search for the Pat Kenny Show. My thanks to
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.